Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. Some people may or may not be familiar with my voice. We started Building Fortunes Radio a long, long, long time ago because I wanted a platform to be able to showcase people doing the right things in home-based businesses. And a good friend of ours, his name is always Mr. Robert Butwin, and I have worked together for a real long time, and over the last year or so, I had asked him to join me on a radio show. So this is the one we call Street Smart Business. And on this one, we get a chance to actually interview some really cool people. Robert and I have known each other for a really long time, going back to an organization that we kind of co-founded, the Distributor Rights Association, eventually moved on to other things as well. Robert's been part of the MLMIA, now part of the SNA as well, and just been an unbelievable gentleman showcasing and highlighting the great things that happen in home-based businesses. Way back in 1996, when I decided that this is the way I wanted to pursue my career, I knew that home-based businesses were really great, but I also know that sometimes, you know, they might be a little bit misunderstood. And if you hear the great things that happen in home-based businesses and hook up with the right people, you can really make a big difference. So Robert's going to be here for most of the radio show, has to scoot out just before the ending. So I'm going to finish this one up, and we don't have to worry about him saying goodbye. But Robert Butwin, thanks for being here on this radio show.
You know, thank you, Peter, and I'm really looking forward to introducing our guest this evening because she's somebody that I've known for over 20 years. She is inspirational, a thought leader. She's interviewed me, I don't even know how many times, but besides interviewing me, I think that she's interviewed over 100 of the top people like Wayne Dyer, significant people, and actually the number might be even closer to 500 to 1,000, but she's always been a leader, somebody that I've always respected, think a lot of, and with that, I'd like to introduce everybody to our good friend, Laurel Barrett, and hear what she's in the process of doing. She's like an entrepreneur's entrepreneur, always in front of everything. Laurel, thank you for joining us tonight, and I look forward to hearing some of the things you have to share with our audience.
Thank you, Robert. I want to thank you guys both for having me so much on the show tonight. I really, really appreciate both your vision and your effort that you do to make a difference in people's lives. I mean, Robert's right. We go way back, and Robert's been like a mentor to me. I mean, there's been times being an entrepreneur that you really need to mentor, and I remember we sat one time. We were in Orlando. We flew in, and we were having a meeting, and my dad came in. And for years, I tried to explain to my dad what I did and being an entrepreneur. He was a banker and owned his own business and a number of other things. And it was so incredible because Robert just sat down, talked to my dad, and by the time he left the meeting, I mean, you know, my dad was so proud of me. He was like, I am so proud of what you're doing. And, I mean, I know this is kind of crazy to open a show like this, but he passed away shortly after that. And I guess I always felt like, wow, you know, Robert really came in. And so he felt – It was like a comforting feeling that I was going to be okay. And, you know, that being an entrepreneur, it's kind of like that. You have great times, and then there's other times that you just have to buckle down and have the discipline of an Olympic athlete and start all over again. And I'm sure a lot of people are feeling that way right now, or at least people that I've talked to are. And, yeah, we've been blessed. I mean, we've been incredibly blessed, or I have, to be able to sit down with some of the greatest minds. And it started with just an idea. I wrote a book called A Hero in You, and when I wrote it was like a thesis. It was a working paper. It had about 18 chapters in it, and honestly, when I finished it with one of collaborating writing it, I let someone read the manuscript, and they said, I don't know how you can say these things because you're not Wayne Dyer. And I remember thinking, well, I guess I'm not, but I wonder what he has to say about intention. But it was a pretty intentional book about success. And what I did over the course of the next 15 years is I literally took that manuscript and I took it with me on every interview. I put it in a backpack, and when we were doing a movie, I took it around to our next movie that we did a movie called The Nature of Existence. and it went to the basement of Assisi. It was in my backpack while I was looking, was sitting next to the Benedictine monk meditating, and it was in when we went over to India and we were at the Kumbh Mela. It was with me on the Ganges River while we were shooting shots for this film. And it's interesting, a couple of years ago, it just disappeared. The book disappeared. And so I've been encouraged by others just to release the original manuscript. So that's what I'm working on right now is finishing that up. And I've got a friend of mine that's getting ready to launch that part of the process. That's for me personally. But I think that everyone's been facing kind of interesting challenges. And I would love to, Peter, for, you know, to hear what you have to say, because it's, you know, and Robert, because everyone's looking at how do we, you know, how do we change? What do we do that we've been doing, or what can we do that's different? And so one of the things on my bucket list was obviously to being encouraged to finish that and to release the, you know, the trainings, the hero trainings and all these other things. But also, how do we do it in a new format today? And so, as Robert knows, I've been looking at different technologies for years. 10 years ago, I had the people I interviewed that had built a virtual world, build a virtual hero world for me. But we just weren't ready for it. I mean, it wasn't ready. And today there's some technology that Robert's been through where I actually have my office in a virtual world. And I meet with some of the independent contractors that work around us or with us or with my mom, and we meet in a virtual environment in the space, and we have boards and videos, and we show the videos. And you know what? It's like communicating, and people feel like they're interactive. So we're looking at a lot of cutting-edge things to build brands, not only my own personal brands, but how to help others, you know, launch events in a new way that can really connect with people so that they can really get the essence of the message. Because when we were editing the footage that I did a while back, I remember we brought in some footage. We had Mark Victor Hansen. We had Les Brown. We had others. And one of my original editors was going through all of the, and we were cutting them into little bite-sized chunks. None of this has ever been released, by the way. It's just sitting in hard drives, terabytes of hard drives that we're getting ready to, that we're pulling together right now to launch a virtual summit. But he was doing it, and he literally went from an intern to where he left there, and he ended up getting almost a $200,000 a year job. He said that just listening to the personal development and the training and the insights of these people had changed his life. And as Robert knows, there comes a point in our life where, you know, you either use your talents or they get taken away. And maybe that's why the little manuscript I relied on left and went away. And it was time, you know, to be able to do some things with it. So I really am grateful that I'm here today. And I thank you guys so much for inviting me to be part of your show today.
Excellent. Super. So, go ahead, Robert. You go first, because I'll let you ask questions first. I'll ask them when you're going to go.
Well, you know, she said, you know, what are we doing today based on the things that are actually happening? And I focused on more what I can do to truly help other people. As a professional networker, I've got a huge network, and I, over a period of time, I developed 30,000 LinkedIn contacts. And now that that's happened right now, the pandemic and everything else, I've been doing a lot of networking on Zoom. And that's like LinkedIn on steroids. I mean, the amount of people that I'm meeting that really need some insight, some direction, somebody to empathize with them, that's what I'm doing to focus on what I can do to make a difference. Okay, Peter.
Well, I have a question for Laurel. You've obviously worked with lots of super-duper successful people. And
yeah.
I'd like your opinion, if you will, or your take on how the pandemic, the coronavirus, the change of the economy and all that sort of stuff has affected everyone, even maybe those super successful people who have had to redefine themselves. So can I get, you know, there's the delusion, if you will, of some people that just don't see that stuff. But then there's people, I don't know, maybe like me, that just say, wait a minute, if you were a successful person before, chances are a lot of things you were doing to make you successful before can't be done today, for lots of different reasons. So I'd like your opinion on how the coronavirus and the pandemic and the sheltering in and the masks and everything else like that has made people, even at every level, become more prone to adjusting. So over back into you.
I think there's a pretty multifaceted conversation. You know, when we start about talking about the importance of our health, right? I mean, you think about where we are. I mean, that's certainly something that I've been an advocate on, and I've been very, very lucky to be around some incredible experts that have changed my life. And so without getting into too much detail, I've been in very close calls before with my health, and I know how difficult that can be to be able to maneuver through. So I think the most important thing that people need to think about is do research, you know, to see how they feel. You know, that's what I had to do. How did I feel better? What could I do? Are there things that I need to do to take care of myself and to really get my mind in the right place? You know, we've had habits that we go through and we've done them forever, and then all of a sudden somebody changes a habit. Well, that habit could be a good habit or a bad habit, right? Well, I felt like I needed to get more back into, you know, the whole creating from the inside what I want to develop from the outside and really go back into discipline my mind. So for others that are out there, I mean, I think looking outside at everything going on, there can be a tremendous amount of chaos. But, you know, a lot of times it's been said that what you create on the inside is sometimes what you see on the outside. So that's really the first place that I had to start with my life is that. Then I had to really spark up my creativity, and I had to think about things like we produce very, very large events for some very big direct selling companies, very large. And I brought in huge production teams, and we've saved them millions of dollars, and we've created shows like they should be in, you know, a Silicon Valley launch. And it was always because I used a really incredible team, and I relied on that team to come up with creative ideas. And so we're kind of at the edge right now of doing that. I mean, we're looking at, you know, in the virtual space. I mean, I started meeting with, I wouldn't even say it was event organizers. I mean, we just said, hey, look, we have to go into this virtual environment and be able to teach people both in a virtual space, in a real space. But if we can't get to a real space right now, let's bring them into a virtual space and let's figure out how we can launch something like a virtual platform for ourselves. And that's currently what we're working on right now, which is super innovative. But it does take a lot of time and some investment. But looking at things differently, number one, not just putting up another landing page with a learning management system attached to this and tell them to learn more information, because I think people are going to be on information overload. You can barely, you know, see a lot. So another thing is, how do we connect with the people and look at the programming? I've seen a lot of different events that are coming out there. I've seen a lot of major companies that spend a fortune only to have the system that somebody else has told them not work. And they've, you know, this is going to be great, but no one knows what's going to be great. What we did this morning, just to give you an idea, is I was talking to one of my producers. I'm saying, no, for that event, we're doing basically a Success Live virtual summit, and it's going to launch in January. But we're in the creative part of it right now, and I'm saying the video wall and the staging, but I don't want the photo shot. And so what I'm saying is that we're having to really do think tanks to see how we can organize and communicate better so that people can process it without feeling like they're overwhelmed or being talked at. You know, I mean, where they can connect with the message. So, Peter, if you and I were speaking and Robert was speaking, I have film shot of some incredible personal development. But we're doing everything from cutting that into little snippets to doing big blowout of words to trying different things that we feel might work. But when it comes in, when it's all said and done, I want to do something different that isn't just another Zoom call where everybody's doing it for a live event. So we're just having to, instead of waiting for other people to tell us how it's going to get done, we're just choosing what we want to do ourselves, and maybe we'll lead the way and other people will say, well, what kind of technology do you think we could do for this? I mean, I was walking around in a virtual world the other day with showing somebody how our name was going on this board and where our office is and kind of doing a little tour. And when I was in there, there was a gentleman there, and he said to me, hey, I'm doing an event in here. And I said, yeah. And he said, do you know much about it? I go, yeah. I go, I'm not on their staff, but I probably am the one to talk to for myself, yeah. But I'm focused more on the direct sales industry. And he said, no. And so we went into a private area, and he told me what he's paying. He goes, do you think that's too much? I said, I have no idea. I don't know who's producing it, but I know this, that in that space, you're going to have to make it still seem like it's a live event. You're still going to have to stream it live. You can't just try to get the same message out in the same way that it's been done. And the guy was in Dubai. And so we did a Zoom call the next day, like Robert's talking about. He said, I want to help you get your message out globally. And I said, great. And so instead of saying, well, here's what it is, and trying to sell them, I said, hey, I'm going to be in the studio in Dallas next week. Let me give you a virtual tour of the studio, and let's see if there's some things that we can do together. I don't know if I'll ever do business with him, but it was really interesting to be able to take a new person, like Robert probably talks about, meeting him off LinkedIn or social media. But right now, Peter, by the way, this is a time. I mean, there's some countries that are completely, they're not like we, I mean, we're pretty blessed here where we are. I mean, at least where I am, I feel very blessed. I mean, maybe 6 months ago was a little bit worse, but we still have a lot of freedom here to do what we can do. It's not like you're, you can only go out one day a week and go get your groceries and you're back in the house, you know? So I feel very fortunate at this moment.
Excellent. Well, we're going to do this. We're going to take a little commercial break. You're listening to Laurel Barrett. We are going to be back with Robert Butwin in just a moment. Here we go.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networkleads.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networkleads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous Blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we are back. Peter Ingles here with Robert Button. We're on Street Smart Business. We do this radio show every Monday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Laurel Barrett is our guest. She's going to have to come back because she's got a lot of great ideas and does a whole bunch of really great things for sure. Hey, Robert, do you have any questions you want to ask Laurel?
I got a comment based on the question you asked because I think you hit a very interesting point. And there's an old saying, a person's character is like a tea bag. You never know what's inside of it until it gets into hot water. But let me give you a couple of different examples. I know a lot of these speakers, from what I've been told from good sources, they're having problems adjusting, not all of them, but some of them, adjusting to doing Zoom calls in some of the events. The other part is, for example, you're talking about some of these high-profile people. Grant Cardone, what did he do? He went into bankruptcy. He went into Chapter 11 or one of the chapters. I don't remember which one it was. When this happened, now I was listening to an interview of another guy just yesterday, and he was making $1 million a year, and what he did is he cut his salary to $75,000 a year, and he made sure that every one of his employees was earning $75,000 a year. Different people handle situations differently, so I just wanted to throw that in as far as how some people are operating in these very challenging times.
You know, and I have to say, and these are things that I have to really focus on myself too. I agree. When you take care of yourself first, and you don't take care of others that are with you. Now, I'm a pretty smaller entrepreneur. I mean, hopefully this year we'll be able to build the teams that are going to be able to help a lot of people. But usually, I've been brought in as the executive producer, and then I was able to orchestrate with other organizations their teams and effectively be able to figure out, through some kind of integration, how we could create the best message that we could that could increase revenue or increase the message or create greater sales. I mean, that seems to be something that it was kind of inherent in me to do that. It's a little bit different when you're doing it yourself, and then you have to pull back and say, well, I did do that for the NFL one time when we were doing all the sponsorship for the NFL. So the good news is that the course of my time, I've had a lot of different opportunities to work with some incredible marketing and direct selling and billion-dollar companies and be on the inner circle with them and some charities where I'm currently like entertainment chair for their fundraising. But the thing is, and I guarantee you this tomorrow night, and this is between – is that, you know, we're going to hear how, you know, where the pandemic is and why we're not going to do it and why the people have autoimmune issues and it's going to be difficult for us to carry on with fundraising. But I really have to think twice before I get on these calls because I disagree. I think that this is a time that you could really come out, and if it is filmed properly, produced properly, the messaging is properly, that you really, that the company should, it would be easier to be a, to be able to have a conversation with people. Because before in the past, there was, oh, I got somebody does it. They don't have anybody does it. And there are some of the biggest companies out there that are having epic failures. And I don't mind going to name them on the phone. Epic. And I'm like, you know, we might as well just say hi to them today and say we've got some innovative ideas that might be able to do that. Another thing I think is extremely important is to have compassion for people. I find myself being so frustrated by people, but then I realize they're wearing masks all day. You know, I mean, they can't really, they're actually breathing. They're working in these environments, which I'm not. I mean, it's intense, and I really have to do a check with myself because compassion is one of the most important things. And I don't, it's, I'm not talking about being privileged or because everything that we've all done, I believe everyone on the phone has been able to, if they've exercised their free will, their action, their thought, their abilities, and they've had to come through times like this and really find the greatness within, find the hero within, find their, what are these universal laws that they can use and what are at their fingertips, and if they're not using them, what can they integrate into their recipe book of life that can help them, you know, jump over this hurdle. And I just think that there's a few key things, like Robert mentioned, it's serving others. So think about how you're doing your business. Are you doing it and just, you know, cutting off all these people? I don't think that's the time. I think those that are servant leaders right now, the servant leadership is going to be critical. The businesses that are doing the servant or servant-wise and wanting to help them, they're going to attract those that want to help others. Another thing is compassion and just understand that people are in a tough spot. Maybe in the past, we train people like, you know, with very rough, disciplined language, like you need to get up and you need to do this. Okay, maybe there is a place for that. But right now, I think everybody is still having to learn new. So I think there will be an unprecedented time. I mean, I went out and bought a virtual summit called Job Virtual Summit. I went and bought Career Virtual Summit. I bought Success Virtual Summit. I mean, and they'll say, well, those aren't big, aren't, those are too big of broad territories. But I don't think so. I think people need to be able to learn how to reinvent themselves. And, you know, people don't know, you know, what were, you know, this was the first time ever that small business people, if you were actually a small business person, that you were helped during the pandemic. You were helped during the pandemic because of the skills that you had. So I think it may be a time when people were sitting around thinking, well, maybe I can get a $1,200 check. Why? You guys are so brilliant at what you do. I mean, this is a time to show people how they can make an extra $1,200 check, you know, a month, a week, a day, or however that is that works out for them. But it's going to take learning new skills because some things, like you mentioned, just aren't going to be there, in my opinion, anymore.
Great information. So I take a look. My spin on this, Laurel, and I appreciate your feedback, is we're going to hear a lot of people talking with their ego as opposed to with their reality. So you're going to hear a lot of people that sound like they're doing okay that aren't. You're going to hear a lot of people that, you know, they'll say that business is fine or booming and it's dying. There's a lot of people out there that are going to kind of hide their hurt, and they're secretly going to be looking for solutions. And they'll never admit it because their ego won't allow it because, they, you know, that's how they've survived. But I talk to people all across the world. For the first time ever, I can talk to somebody in the UK, and they have the same problems that we have over here in the United States or over in Australia or over in Pakistan. It's universal. Canada, there are people facing the same issues. Wait a minute, they won't let me outside. Wait a minute, they're making me wear a mask. Wait a minute, they're closing down my stores. I can't do this, I can't do that. There's a lot of people that are in this huge adjustment, and I'll say it in my lifetime, I don't think the world has ever been like this ever, period. So to think that anybody's going to be able to get through this, you know, just coasting and normally, no way. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, pal. You're going to have to get that inner hero like you mentioned. You're going to have to amp up your game. You're going to have to become creative. You're going to have mm-hmm. to do some things that just didn't exist before. And as we're watching, even the major, I love just watching the major news networks and all the major shows. They're fumbling and bumbling, and they're making all these mistakes, and they're starting to smooth some stuff out. But we started to see some of the stuff, like at the Democratic National Convention and the Republican National Convention. They started smoothing out this learning curve a little bit, showing us a little bit how to do it, how you can run a live event for a couple of days and actually make it look cohesive and make it work. And like, wait a minute, I think we're making the adjustment here. And maybe some of the teachers in classrooms are teaching us how to be able to do different things. And everybody's fumbling and bumbling, and we're kind of going through this. But the universal thing is everybody's going through it at the same time. No one has an unfair advantage. You could be a little right. guy, and you could be the one who might be the trendsetter. So I'd love your opinion on what I just said.
Well, yeah, we watched both of those. You know, one of my executive producers, I mean, he's from, you know, he's basically did Chuck Norris and did all these big shows and movies, and these are different movies. I'm mostly a documentary film producer, but my friend, we do, you know, real live television production work. And so, yeah, that was what we were doing, watching the events. So both the Democratic and both the Republican, and how do we connect with the audience, and how do I make, and I think one was, you know, sorry, there's a little dog in the background. How do we make one? Sorry, I'm so distracted. I apologize. But
that's okay.
How do we connect with? I apologize, but how do we connect with the audience? How do we connect
and you know
with
what?
Them?
And, you know, I know that you are going through a little thing with a pet. So if we need to end this, because we only have 2 minutes left, we can end it. I can handle the rest, and then you deal with what's important. Because we could always do this radio show later on, and we'll have you back.
Well,
so,
you know, and thank you for being so compassionate. I mean, I just went, it's my mother's pet, and it's been there for 18 years by her side. And before I came upstairs, it's having a difficult time too. You know, it's been through a lot of change too. And, but we try to treat everyone with dignity, from the smallest of animal to the person with the biggest ego. And I do believe that you're right. I believe that we are on cutting edge. But I think there's some things in the learning that could shorten that curve. But I will tell you, watching those, that's exactly what we're doing. I'm watching every single production that's being done, the Zoom calls. What do we do to make this different? But how do you make it on a budget? I mean, how do you do that? I mean, we could do what they did, but they had an unlimited budget this morning. I started hearing the budgets. But, you know, some of these companies that have that the most important thing is to get the message out there and to find a way to do it so that we can empower and inspire people's lives. And they're sitting at home alone, and they don't have any way to communicate with anybody else. And they're going to feel like they're part of our family. And we're going to have to welcome. And I don't think it's a time for ego right now. I think it's a time that we lead with our heart, and that's all I can say is we lead with our heart. And how do we find the greatest way to allow other people to bring out their greatness?
Excellent. Well, I'm going to pull rank on this one. I want you to go back to what you're dealing with over there, and we're going to have you come back as soon as you can. Thank you very much. You can hang up. I'm going to wrap up this radio show. Laurel, thanks very much
thank
for being
you guys.
Here.
I appreciate
you're welcome.
You guys.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You are so
okay,
welcome.
Thank you, Robert.
Right, so you just, you just heard from a great person. Her name is Laurel Barrett. She'll be back. She's helping her mom's dog, I think she mentioned. So it's like we caught her, like, you know, sometimes the right time and sometimes the wrong time. We caught her at that moment. So we're going to let her go back to whatever she was working on over there. And hopefully everything works out with the little pup or the old pup the best way it possibly can. But you're going to be able to check her out. She's got a great website, Laurel Barrett, LaurelBarrett. So I'll say that again. Laurel, LaurelBarrett, Barrett, which is BARRETT.com. And we're going to have her back when she gets a little bit more time to be able to give us some extra cool stuff that's going on. We're going to catch everybody next week on Building Fortunes Radio. That's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks, everyone. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.